Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome. Space special.
Spacey we are.
Space special from space.
I'm also from space.
We do not talk about the captain's log. That was an unfortunate incident and... What can you do? What can you do in these troubling times? Welcome to the space show. Come on, come on.
Why am I so far away? There we are.
There we go. I've been playing with the camera today because I was doing college. I was playing at being a student. So we smoked a bifter. And hello, everybody. Welcome. Big show tonight. Very, very big show tonight. It's a very big show tonight. Tell them why, Catherine Boyle.
Because we are taking the show to space, the final frontier, and all that. Mars. Ian reckons that when we go to Mars tonight, that there's going to be a toaster. So,
here's my genuine. This is not even bullshine, right? My genuine theory about Mars, and it's pretty much backed up by science. Thank you for the sub, Vale of Fail. I'd appreciate if no one sub for the next few minutes, please, while we talk about this.
Here we go.
I genuinely believe that we human beings came from Mars, I don't know, a billion years ago. I don't know. I don't know, right? But that we were on Mars, we lived on Mars because, and you can't even deny this, scientists have said that a billion years ago, the conditions, Mars had conditions that would sustain life.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
You accept that.
But did they have, like, petrol stations and all that gubbins to make a craft?
Yep.
They had all that. Yep. They had that advanced technology, but they didn't keep any record of it that we still have
You're
now.
Such a dick. Right, because here's the thing. We lived on Mars. And in fact, I tell you what, while we're doing this, you can call us at any point during the show tonight. You'd be very, very welcome. I'd love to get your ideas on this. But they are landing... I was disappointed. I thought it was
a manned craft.
Mankind. I thought mankind was landing on Mars.
Is it robots again?
It's robots again.
Well, didn't last time they dropped something and it went splat? Isn't that what happened? Oh, no, there was a Mars rover.
It's
a very old-fashioned
Hello,
car.
Pete.
Hello. Yeah, I just thought I'd ring in to stop you from talking bollocks.
Okie dokie. Well, that didn't work, mate. That didn't work,
Too
Pete, because I got
late.
You cut off. That did not work. Try again when you've... tell you what, why don't you go and Google Manners? Go and Google Manners, then try again. Where's the best place to watch the Beatles aging? Well, it's here, of course, dear viewer. It's here. This is the best place to watch the Beatles aging. Let's see the Beatles aging. Here we go. We'll turn that down because those Beatles can be very litigious. The Beatles aging, ladies and gentlemen. You can't hear the music because it would get us into a whole...
Imagine it. It's twisting around.
Twisting around.
twisted. This is what they do in documentaries when they're not allowed to use their music. They'll do something similar, but crap.
There we go. Okay.
Twisting around.
The Beatles agent. Here we go. There's the Beatles singing all about love.
That's my favourite Paul.
Yeah, da 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 da. My favourite Paul's coming up. You sing, we'll take it in turns in singing the songs that are playing, okay? Da 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 da.
Living it off.
You can sing. You can sing the.
All right, I was just changing it to smidge. That's my favourite Paul. Yeah. Sexy Paul.
Dun, 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 dun.
Maybe I'm a little.
That I'm heard you cry.
Oh.
And hold it there because we've entered George Harrison's bubble cup and that's time to say goodbye. No, where is
my mum had that hairdo.
Your mum isn't a man called George Harrison. Where is the best place? Where is the best place to watch the Mars? Where's the best place to watch what I'm calling the voyage home?
Cape Canaveral, I would imagine.
Online. Where is the best place online? Is it Twitch or is it on YouTube? For those wondering, yes, Big Boy came home last night. And not only that, he slept on my bed for the first time and he snuggled up to me all night. Yeah, I'm wearing a plaster because my hand has been mauled to pieces today. But here we go, NASA stream. Let's go to the NASA stream here. So we're going to... Who's this bell end? These people don't know anything.
He knows about robots.
Here we go. Hello, Pete.
Hi.
Tell you what, why don't you call back when I've done it? Thank you. Ooh.
First, let him talk bollocks before you accuse him of talking bollocks.
So I genuinely think, right, that we came from Mars. And like a billion years ago, I don't have the chronology, but let's say a billion years ago, to keep things simple, there was either a war or more likely there was some kind of atmospheric event, some kind of natural disaster that forced us to leave. Now, we had the technology to leave. We have the technology, one might say. We had the technology to leave. The call was muted. Good. I'm glad you couldn't hear it because it was a spoiler. Mm. And so we came to Earth. Now, something went wrong. And I'm not even joking when I say this.
I know
you
not.
Think I'm doing a piece. You thought I was doing a piece
no,
for a while.
No, I know you're not doing a piece. This is why I'm doing something, my concerned face.
Something went wrong. We should change the title to show that we're covering the moon, Mars Man. How do we do that? Let's do this. Go here. What we do is we go here. I really want to get this theory out to you, but I want to get as many people... They're doing it on Twitch. I wonder if the Twitch one is the best one to be watching instead of the... Hello? Mm. Oh, look, there is the Twitch one. You can see it. No, that's YouTube. Okay, that's YouTube. All right.
YouTube.
So let's call it the only place to see the Mars landing. Here we go. Are we going to get such tags? Mars.
Mars. Space.
No, is that fair? Okay, that's disappointing. That's sabotage. So we came to Earth. We landed, if you show the Twitch one though, we landed on Earth and something happened. This is like a billion years ago, right? So this is a long time ago. And Catherine's thing is, well, why haven't we got all of that technology then? Well,
or any remnants of it.
Well,
or...
you don't know that we haven't. What are the pyramids? What are the hieroglyphics on the pyramids?
You'd think if they were clever enough, or if we were clever enough back then to be able to build something like that, and we were leaving a dying planet, we would take real care to chronicle it all in a way that would still be understood in the future, because we'd have that foresight.
Okay, I've got some floppy disks in the garage. If I give them to you, could you get the information off them?
I would recognise what they were.
Oh, okay. So, but the floppy disks are what, from 25 years ago?
Mm.
Okay. Now, I don't know how much you'd have to multiply 25.
You know the Egyptians did writing that we can read now? back then. So right. You'd think they'd drop us a hint.
I don't.
Maybe a small one.
I don't know how many 25s you have to multiply to get a billion. I'd love someone to do that for me, please.
Yeah.
So 25, okay, you would because you're old. I get one of the kids who watches us on Twitch, right? I get Brandino on My Mate Plums, and I say, here's a floppy disk. Get the information off it. What? And they go off and
They'd Google it. There'd be a kid on YouTube be able to show them how to do it.
Okay. But they're multiplied, 25 multiplied to make a billion.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going back, it's not eight, Raymond. It's 40 million. So you go back 40 million times 25 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of, that is a lot. All right, okay. So
have you forgotten about the Egyptians now? Is that not work with your
the
narrative?
Egyptians work perfectly.
Well, no, because they tell us things. The Egyptians, could read their stuff, but they didn't mention the spaceships. Okay. That was some lack of foresight, right?
We know everything about the Egyptians.
Or the dead planet.
We know everything about the Egyptians, right?
No, but
how did they make the pyramids?
Slaves.
Okay.
Rollers. All that gubbins.
Here we go.
Pulling.
Here we go.
We know quite a lot because they wrote stuff down. You'd think something that important would be in there.
Gatford, could you do me a favour, please? Could you Skype in? Because I've got something funny that I want to do because I'm a funny guy. So tonight I am calling this the voyage home. This is the voyage home.
Mm.
And I'm very excited about it. You bet. When this, because the thing is going to land about 5 to 9. I'm really excited. I love stuff like this. And what is going to happen? It's going to roll out. Mm-hmm. We know how they built the pyramids. No, we don't. We don't actually. We don't. Oh, we know all about the pyramids, do we, Marcus and Catherine? Right. Okay. How come it was only last year they found a space inside the pyramids the size of an American football field?
You're deflecting.
No, I'm not.
You are deflecting. You are deflecting because what I'm saying is we understand the stuff that we have been left by the Egyptians. Of course they kept secrets about the pyramids. There were tomb robbers, all that kind of stuff.
Tomb robbers. It's tomb raiders. And Laura Croft.
No, it isn't. They left things written down for us to read that we could read now. But they didn't mention the old dead
planet. This is ripped. Brand new and it's ripped.
Oh, poor.
Well, how much did you spend on it? Oh, God, what do you want, Pete?
Is the reason you're wearing the Star Trek uniforms is because you've called this the voyage home?
Oh, don't start getting like this about it. I wanted to wear the Uhura dress. That's all.
I wanted a proper space outfit with a helmet. Mm. We had a big falling out about doing a space show.
It wasn't big.
Where Catherine bought this tat that's ripped instantly, and I wanted a proper space outfit. So we abandoned the space show, and then I saw that we were going to lose Roger tonight because he was going to go and watch the Mars landing. I thought, shit, we got to pull something special out of the hat. Quick. Bring that crap Star Trek outfits you brought over and we'll do a thing just so that we keep Roger on side, one of our viewers.
Okay, so I don't need to point out that those weren't the uniforms in Star Trek 4.
No, so...
Because if you did point that out, I would have to cut your willy off.
No. We have a sign for it now.
Bum. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Pete.
That's for you.
I can't see it. There's a delay.
Okay, just wait.
Oh... Right, okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I see it.
Thanks for your call. Gatford, could you call that? Here's Gatford. Right. This is going to be some show tonight. And we're going to watch some Japanese TV.
Yeah, we're doing all that stuff.
Oh, and we've got post. And we have got your actual post. You can write to us. Hey! Hey, Gatters, are you going to show us your face?
Hey!
Here's my buddy, Gatford. How you doing, man? Okay, you're back up, are you?
I'm back up, yeah.
Great, it's great, good to see you. I'm sorry you've had a couple of down days. I'm glad.
Could you sit up a little bit better? Because we're losing you a bit at the bottom of the screen.
Oh.
There he is.
Do you mind?
I was doing that when I was supposed to be doing college
there
work.
There was a lot of cheese in there. We can only assume that you're some kind of cheese pervert.
I made myself laugh so much.
Can I have X mod by choice? That misrepresents me completely.
I didn't have room, mate. I wanted to put that down. I really, really did.
Oh,
I
Gafford
didn't
have room. Is silent, apparently.
No, he's got. Whenever they say that the caller is silent, I notice it and I whack them up. By the time you bring it to me, they've been able to hear for 20 seconds.
Okay, just checking.
Thank you very much indeed. So,
can we log that for when he says, Kath, why didn't you say?
I've never said, Kath, why didn't you say?
No, you don't, because I always say.
Well, no, what you do say is annoying. Kath always on top of things. Sinjin, that is libel. That is. How dare you talk about her like that? She's not just a piece of meat. Shut up, Gatford. She's not just a piece of meat. Gatford, over to you.
She was wrong once this week, but only once.
Oh, I'd like to hear more about that, please.
She admitted it. I can't remember what day it was. I think it might have been Monday. Kath got something wrong. I don't know whether someone can archive.
I have a vague memory of it being wrong.
But it's fine. Oh, for, you know, one for what? A billion?
Exactly.
Did you do that face again?
Lovely.
You just went, I like that. That could be your visual, your physical catchphrase. You went.
It's a bit of a Martin Freeman, wasn't it?
Hold on, I'll just. I've got to get up a bit to get over the sign.
You'll never get over that sign.
There you go. I can move it. I can move it. There we go. You can hang up at any point. You deserve better. Yeah. You deserve better than this.
It does. All that faithful service. He invites us into his fridge.
He's gone.
This is how he's repaid.
Totally trolled him. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. This is the only place, despite what some other people might be saying, other streams, this is the only place you can get the latest on the voyage home tonight. We're going home. Here's my prediction. The lunar module lands.
Martian module.
I'm very grey.
We both are. What's happened? Have you put some sort of filter on?
I can put a filter on us. Actually, I learned how to put a filter on us. It's called Arscam. And then what we do, let's just play around with some filters. Let's just get some filters. So filters. Mm-hmm. Let's go for heat map.
Oh, that's quite good.
Oh, look at that. Okay, cell shade.
You look like cartoons.
Yeah, that's what cell shading is.
I don't hate that.
Winter green. Oh, that looks like
it's
old
vintage-y.
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Half. Action movie.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Inverted. Oh, my God, that's the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Who do you look like?
Well, you look a little bit more like a Uhura now, but this is amazing. Look at my hair. Look at my hair! This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen!
Look at these bits of your beard.
Look at my dirty teeth.
This is a bit where having the blackest teeth is the best.
Man. Oh, I thought... I tell you what. That's a little bit too much. Right, hang on a minute. But I might put that on our close-ups because I like that. Let's see. Let's check a couple of other filters here. That was inverted. We've got flashback.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's quite good. I don't quite know what's going on there. Dramatic? No.
That looks like 1960s films. Dramatic.
Not a sepia tone, all black and white. Okay, well, let's leave that as it is. But let's go for the close-up cameras. And which of those would you like for you?
Let's have a look.
Hang on, filters. This is fun.
Let's go through them.
So we've got black and white.
We're back on the other thing now. Does it make any difference?
Don't worry about that.
All right.
We got that. We got sepia.
Mm-hmm.
We got dramatic.
Yeah.
We got flashback.
I like dramatic. I like dramatic.
You want that?
Okay. Yeah, it looks like it's been coloured in after.
So
the
that
fact.
Should be. We should be now. If we go there, oh, he's done it there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Hello. Scumbags.
Who's this guy? The scientists are getting younger, aren't they?
That's Bill Gates. that's what's happened since he's implanted since he's... thing. Well, hang on. But then I quite like that colouring, though.
I do.
Let's stick with that. But then I want it to be... But then how come when I did me...
It's back to the old
why
school.
Why is it back to that? What are we on here? Hang on. That. I want me, no. Where's the camera that we're on? Is it iBond 2? Oh, what's this? What camera am I on? Hang on a minute, guys. Honestly, this is so going to be worth it. I don't have a camera set for my close-up. What's that? That's sound. That's donation goal. That's sub logo.
Uh-huh.
2021 microphone, 2020 sound, Elgato. Oh, I'm set on a different camera. Oh, this is great. Oh, this is great, baby.
Filters. What are you having?
You know exactly what I'm having. There we go.
You look like a blue alien.
I look like a sexy alien with really horrible, horrible teeth.
Sexy alien.
That's true. Well, you're saying aliens can't be sexy. You're so racist.
I've seen it in Star Trek. They say, what is this thing called kissing?
Let me. I don't know why I'm rushing. Let me show you. You know you made a film entirely in Esperanto? It's a true story. Whoa! Whoa! Hang on a minute. You've been slandered. Hang on. Stay there. This is... there we go. Ladies and gentlemen.
I come in pieces.
Yo! I come in boxes, but there we go. That's just an issue that I'm dealing with at the moment. Be prepared. I just should warn you, Paul. Mm. You will be getting a barrage of abuse from Pete that is not canon.
I'm in the wrong film for sure.
Yeah, that is not canon, I'm afraid, and I'm sorry about that. But
there's a lot of people suggesting that because I'm wearing a red shirt, I'm going to get killed. But do they not remember Uhura?
No, she was there at the end.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm the Kelvin universe for anyone who's going to. Oh, you can.
He's got you, Pete. He's got you, Petey. He's got you. Was that it?
That was it.
Thank you, mate. Cheers. He's rung in 5 times. We've missed that.
We should have a moment where we have a thing.
Okay.
Do that.
All right. Okay. Well, let's do it then.
Ready? You got to wiggle. Do we wiggle the camera? How do we wiggle the camera?
We don't wiggle the camera. We wiggle us.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. That's how you do that. That's fun. Let's not have too much fun tonight, guys. It's a serious thing. We're going home. It's the voyage. It is the voyage home. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very, very welcome. This is the only place on the internet tonight where you can see exactly what is going on. So my prediction is we got a call. Hello.
Hi. Oh, I'm live. Crikey. Hi.
First you're live. You're live. Yeah. We're going live to our correspondent in NASA now. It's Peter Boyd. Peter, what's the latest? What's the latest in Houston?
So, yeah, I'm El Boydo in the chat as well. So, hi, face to name. I was just calling about aliens.
El Boydo.
Yeah.
El Boydo. Yeah.
I thought I might as well call eventually.
You might as well eventually. It's nice to see you. You've got strong hair.
I was going
to
say, it's a beautiful, beautiful fringe, that.
Ooh, I like that hair.
I'm scared of cutting it. I might, if I remove it, it's probably all the way up here.
Well, I think this is a thing for a lot of people that you know, there's going to be some haircuts, hopefully in March. We don't know. And a lot of people are going to go, oh,
whoa.
Shit. What did I do? I think that, but I bet it's strong under there.
It looks lustrous.
Man. I bet it's strong. Go on, what have you got for us?
Oh, cool. Yeah, so there are two ones. I don't know about aliens coming to Earth, but I always like the theory that if aliens did exist long ago, they may have come to Earth, looked around and gone, oh, there's a few dinosaurs or these people hitting rocks together and just gone off.
Yeah.
The alternative one being, if they did leave a message, we may not know the language, like, you know what I mean? So they could have communicated in CD-ROMs or some advanced brainwave thing that we don't know about yet.
Be prepared. Listen, I'm on your side, Peter. Be prepared to be shot down by Biggest Dickus over here.
Well, if they were more advanced than us, surely they would have taken that into consideration and done something that our puny earthling brains could deal with.
Don't talk to me. Talk to Peter.
Surely, no.
I mean, it's possible. For all we know, they could have taken a few of us and put them in a zoo somewhere and gone, hey, we are ever-known beings. Let's see if these Earth things come into anything useful. Mm. For all we know, they might think the what is now a chicken was going to be the ultimate form of life. You know, back then it was a T-Rex. So like, that's the biggest predator. It controls a lot of the planet. So somewhere in an alien universe, they might have a giant chicken and go, this is what Earth has to offer.
Yeah. All right, that sounds legit. I'm totally
also, we're assuming, Catherine, Peter and I think we're a little bit more advanced in this conversation. You're assuming, Catherine, that the aliens are physical, that they inhabit this physical plane. Peter, I wonder what your thoughts were on aliens that were perhaps from the 5th, 6th, 7th, or even the 8th dimension. So they could be here right now, but we just cannot. Please let our guest answer.
It's entirely possible. Like, so what we know of the universe is what we can currently observe.
Yeah.
There's a few talks I went to, because I do computing stuff normally, where they talk about quantum computing. Don't ask me, I have no idea how it works.
Okay.
But there is that idea that there's this system that we don't understand at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then you abstract that to assume, all right, if you don't understand how quantum computing works properly, then what if we go a step higher, if there is something beyond that we haven't quite worked out?
I don't debate that at all. I am not saying that there aren't aliens at all. What I'm saying is there will be no toasters on Mars.
What if Mars was a toaster?
Let's cut this guy off. We're not here to take prank calls. No, that's not what this show is about. This show is about science. It looks like NASA's crashed.
Oh, I want that outfit.
Yeah, I wanted an outfit like that. I've got a flipping hole in the arm.
It again. That's the space vent.
I wonder if Joe Lavens is around.
I wonder.
If we'd done some prep, we could have asked. Let me just text him.
Donuts. Captain, I've had an email from a Tim Prescott. Would you like me to proceed with the reading?
I don't give a shit.
It's from the Human Daily Mail. Man turns blue after he self-medicates for a skin condition.
Oh!
A man who turned blue after...
Where did he send that to?
To the TLNA email. That's what the one. You might want to show the picture because it's uncanny.
Okay.
After self-medicating for a skin condition, says his hue is lightning. Paul Carrison, 58, has the strange Papa Smurf look as a side effect of using a silver compound which he used more than a decade ago to treat a bad case of dermatitis on his face. But he told NBC's Today Show that his skin is lightning because he's now using the self-administered doses of colloidal silver less.
He's texting Joe Lavens.
I'm in a place right now where it's very difficult for me to make my own and my resources are limited and it's very expensive, he explained to host Matt Lauer a year after first appearing on his programme. Colloidal silver is a suspension of silver in a liquid base, in this case, distilled water. Silver has antibacterial properties and has been used to fight infections for thousands of years, but it went out of use when penicillin, which is far more effective, was developed.
Okay, we can get. I've actually got a better shot of the guy. Let's have a quick look at this. There he is. Better shot of the guy. From Smurfland, where we belong. Hey, that reminds me, someone sent us...
it's a joke for the kids there.
Someone sent us a link to a talking cat. It says, I don't know if you'd be interested in this.
Hell yeah.
Why can't I see it? I don't know if I put these glasses on. I can't see very well. That's that. Maybe it's here. If we go here, yeah. That's not... Where is it? Oh, let's just go back. The link to the talking cat. Talking cat. Hello, TLNA. Can I interest you in a YouTube channel of a cat using buttons to talk?
Yes, you can.
Very much so, Matthew. This is exactly what we're here for. So this is a cat. Okay.
Huh? How does Billy want to play? Where was I? Mom was at work. At work, Billy, outside.
Not quite as convincing as...
No.
Do you want to play still? Yes. Okay. Would you like to play Worm? Worm? Yes, Worm? Okay.
Holy shit, actually.
Let's play Worm.
Or does it just know that if you say yes... Right, stuff so, happens and then you get fed.
Okay, so it speaks. So yeah, it's still speaking.
It's still speaking.
So yeah, it's still speaking.
It's training her.
Okay, there's a video of a dog doing it, but I don't want to see the dog.
That
the
is
dogs
incredible.
Are, dogs...
Okay, what does Billy want?
Oh, look how beautiful. She wants to make a phone call.
I want to get out of this hellhole. Goddamn hellhole.
You want water? You are low on water.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I love you too. Let me get you some water. Hold on.
Holy shit.
What are those? What
water,
are those
Billy.
Foot things?
But now the test is, does it go and drink the water?
You want the water? It's right here.
Does it drink the water? Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh my.
Because you never see cats drinking. You never... And it's having a big old drink. You never see cats drinking. Imani Copper was a theory, you never see cats drinking. So now we send each other pictures...
Of cats drinking.
Of sneaky, if we see one of our cats drinking, we do a sneaky little picture and send it to each other.
I mean, it is rare, but I have seen it. I hear it more than see it.
Is that good?
I love you too, baby. I love you too.
I want my cats to say they love me.
No.
I want my cats to say they love me,
my
please.
Cat, my cat wouldn't say that. Please. My cat would be like, bing, disappointed. You want to see the manager?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, very quickly, we should mention our fantabulous sponsor.
Do it.
Abbeycare.co.uk. If you're struggling with drug addiction, hello, my name's Ian. I'm an addict. 60 days today. Clean and sober this time around. I got clean initially in the rooms. This time I've been struggling a little bit after a relapse. And I went to Abbeycare for 4 days. Only 4 days. They would recommend you go for a bit longer. 2, 3, 4 weeks. And it's brilliant. It's a really intensive look at why you're using drugs or alcohol or food or shopping or sex or gambling to change the way you feel, and what the other possible options are. It's also great if you need to detox. You can go in there and you can detox. If you're coming off stuff, they will help you with your meds and all of that kind of stuff. You'll be speaking to counselors, to therapists, to psychiatrists, to you have group therapy. There'll be 12-step meetings. There'll be kind of written work. There'll be, you know, kind of thinking work, loads and loads of stuff. Abbeycare.co.uk. When I was there, they were absolutely delightful, delightful people. Thank you, Alborda. Everyone I met, as far as I'm aware, was a recovering ... put in there whatever you want to put in there. They were recovering from issues that I was dealing with. So they will know. And you can't go in there and go, oh, you don't understand, because you can go in there and do it, but they will have some more understanding than perhaps your GP might or something like that. I'm not suggesting you don't talk to your GP. That's still a great idea. But abbeycare.co.uk, it's not cheap, but if you have health insurance, that might cover it. If your employer has health insurance, that might cover it. If you mention this show on there, you get 25% off. So thank you. And just very, very quickly, just indulge us for 30 more seconds, because if we sell like another 22 of these Surfshark VPNs, right, then we get a $1,000 bonus. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. Surfshark VPN, you want to watch Amazon in America? Sure, why not? You want to watch Amazon in Japan? Sure, why not? You want to hide your identity online and you want to be safe from hackers? You need a VPN. Tried to use a VPN years ago, couldn't work it out. This is dead easy. You download a little thing on your computer. I think you can do it on your phone as well. And you just you activate it. You say which country you want to come from, bishy bashy boshy, you do it. 83% off. 83% off. 3 months free. The details are in the chat. I'm just going to put the details in again. You got exclamation point VPN.
And Surfshark are keen for us to point out that they will not be looking at logs or anything like that. They're not checking up on where you are, and they will not be retaining any of that information.
No. Right, look, this is all very exciting, but we're supposed to be here. We're here for science tonight. We're going home. Yeah. It's home. Oh, that's the time space.
Yeah, so we've done animal science there. I think you'll agree that's been okay, so that's been sorted out.
How do we get to
so what makes you so sure?
Space again, yeah.
Was it NASA?
NASA, yeah. Spelt NASA.
Live. Oh, there's a 360 video. Okay, here we go. This one, 1.2 million.
Work very hard to.
It's Mike Graham wearing a mask, so it can't be Mike Graham.
We've had
okay.
Many failures. Remind people.
All right, dude. So here's my prediction.
Is he going to talk about the toaster?
The pod lands. Mm-hmm. The pod lands. Right. That's who was that newsreader we used to have at Three Counties?
Simon Oxley.
There he is. The pod lands. Right. And, it comes out and they go, okay, we're going to go live to the pod now. It is dislocated itself from the astral unit and the bot is coming up now. We're going to get our first shots. I believe we're getting a first look of what it is seeing on Mars. That's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get. No, I think it's going to come out and we're going to see. I mean, I don't think we're going to, you know, see like, I think we might see a potato masher. We're going to see Earth technology that we consider, hey, she's wearing the same as you.
Well, she would do, yeah, this is standard.
She would do, you're absolutely right. I think is there an American accent as bad? Can we time Floss out for 2 minutes, please? 2 minutes, that's a 2 minute timeout on Floss, please.
Does Floss get a warning on screen?
It's a bit tricky to do because I've got too many windows open. There you go, Floss, 2 minutes. And by the way, Floss, it's a joke. I know you don't take the timeouts personally. It's all a joke. But there's that. I do genuinely think that we can we untime out Floss, please.
You would think that NASA would have better masks, like ones with his actual face on.
Yeah, you think it would have one with a visualizer. Yep. You could see his lips going around. You can find about any old bullshine, says someone on Twitter, so I don't even know if they're watching. Let me play another advert. That's what we do.
Dare mighty things.
So we got that. Everyone. We're also going to watch some Japanese programs because I've got a feeling this space thing is either. Oh, look at that. Absolute melt. I don't want. Okay, guys, I told you. I don't want any toys.
No debris.
No knickknacks.
On the desks.
I don't want any mementos.
Mementos?
I don't want any mentos. Well, you mean the Johnny Man, the candy? The mini candy?
She's in attitude control. Gosh.
Now, I'm not talking about the mini candy. It's about memorabilia.
I need to work there.
You mean the candy? Medals? You say medals? I don't mean the candy. I mean like pictures of your kids. Well, I don't want to be that guy, but I think that's mementos. No, medals. Medals are candy. Get you fired!
Wow.
I'm fired. I'm the chief of computers here at NASA. You can't fire me.
Oh, I think she's in altitude control, not attitude control.
You're going too high.
Calm your titties.
Yeah. By the way, St. John, you know when we set all of these as separate things within one scene, it stopped working. So I've now got separate buttons for all of this. Mm-hmm. So there we go. Just so you
don't be a dick. Cool.
Oh, that's good. Look, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. This is a bit like watching that cat speak. Seeing you press those buttons. It's starting to make sense.
I love you.
We need to put a button that says want.
So we have tonight, we are going to be looking at some Japanese shows. Also, we have, I've got to add a button for it. Let me add a button for
Let's do that now.
Let me add a button for this. What do we do? Put that there.
If this, then what? Do you want water, Ian? Do you?
Okay. It's turning into bullying.
Did
now.
Your cat do that? Is that a question from cats? Cat owners? You know, sometimes it's been quiet all day and then they'll be, I don't know, at the back door or something and they're sort of, that's them asking for something, right?
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
It isn't it?
Big boy slept on my bed last night. So you can write to us. Maybe that needs to be a little bit slower. Hang on.
Big boy turned up just as we shut the camera off last night. So I know some of you have had sleepless nights. Don't worry, he's back.
That's good enough. We have got some post. Should we open? I tell you what.
I would get it, but I can't actually walk in this uniform. I don't know how Uhura ever got any. I can't bend over.
There are two. I'll take the shoe. I'll put the shot on something less terrifying than your bare ass. There we go.
It's not bare.
There we go. Now, we've been sent some post. Now, normally, let's get that and the other thin one. So we'll just do these two for the moment. We'll do the others in a bit. Right. So normally, we would open these outside. Okay, let me just get... I'll tell you what we're going to do is I'm just going to grab...
I mean, I have bought safety specs, rubber gloves and a lab coat for the things that don't come from an accredited...
The stuff we got today...
Yeah.
...has come... We're going to have that up in the corner.
This stuff is safe.
It's really...
If this, then what? There are no knickers in space. I know there are no bras in space, according to George Lucas, but I didn't know about the knicker thing.
Let's just put that there. So we've got that. So that's what's happening. Okay. So we won't miss a single thing of the action. Mm-hmm. So yes, if we get anything, so you can write to us, guys. You can write to us like that. Okay, that's the address if you want to write to us. There we go. Oh, where did it go? Oh, I put it there. Jesus. Okay, we've got to stay on the email screen now. I have to do it all separately, St. John. I think my Stream Deck is broken. Now, if we get a letter or a package that's come from your house, we will be opening in a field wearing...
safety specs.
Yep.
Lab coats. Rubber gloves.
Yep. But this shit came from Amazon.
Yeah.
Right? And so I opened one because I get a load of Amazon parcels. And I went, I didn't order this. Ah, saw it was PO Box. Now, I would like to apologise to Always New Depths because they've put their name on here. TLNA, Always New Depths, and then the address.
We assumed it was a diss.
I thought it was a diss. Mm-hmm. Like more money-grabbing nonsense from these absolute a-holes. And so I went on a little rant on Twitter.
Did you?
And it turns out it's Always New Depths is a username. So I apologise for that. I have opened these because I wanted to just check.
You wanted to check what you were furious about today.
Yeah. Hey, Dredge.
I just phoned in to see what the post is.
Okay, well, we get...
Can you see through the phone?
Well, have a listen.
What do you reckon?
Oh, it sounds like a parcel.
Yep. absolutely right, Drage. 10 out of 10.
Well done.
Thank
you very much indeed. I know what is in these because I open them. So, Catherine, I hand it over to you.
Thank you. Is it safe for me to put my hand
so
in?
So, thank you always, New Depths. And I apologise for thinking you were a bastard.
Oh!
Yeah, and there you go. Don't know why they came in two separate.
Thank you so much.
Now, normally, we would not eat food, but this has come directly from Amazon.
Yes, and it's sealed.
I'm happy. Well, it's sealed doesn't necessarily mean anything because it
you could have resealed it. Yeah. After,
but this came from Amazon.
Sticking it in.
Whoa! We're gonna go, guys. We've got to break. We've got to break the news. We're going live to Mars. And our correspondent Alistair is on Mars. Catherine, I'm going to hand over to you to take the Mars question.
Yes, Captain. Proceed, please, alien life form.
Hello. I just want to say I've just landed. Now, I can't get the robot to work.
Have you switched it off and switched it on again?
Oh, I'll try that. I'll also, can I kick it a bit just to see?
Give it a kick. Yeah. Can I ask, are there any, can you see any potato mashers or Walkmans or speak and spells? Old school.
Walkmen.
Old school British, the human science there.
None of that, but to be fair to you, Ian.
Thank you.
There is an old toaster here.
Oh, gosh. If you stand
Don't be
by
so
the,
hard on yourself,
if you,
Alistair.
If you do me a favour then, go and stand by the old toaster and bend down as far as you can and see if you can see Uranus.
It's just there.
What, Uranus?
The signal's breaking. Well, it's great to have you. What is the atmosphere like? Currently on Mars.
It's a pretty dead atmosphere up here. There's just me here.
Okay. And is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, you're both looking absolutely brilliant as part of the Starship Enterprise. We had them here last Christmas.
When I asked if there's anything else you wanted to say, you said no, and then continued.
And then there was a yes.
Then there was quite a lot... There was quite a lot that you wanted to say.
Yeah, I got dementia, so I don't know what the hell I'm doing, man.
Okay, and I think we're losing... Hello? I think we've lost the signal there, guys. We lost the signal there, guys. That was our correspondent on Mars.
Broccoli Dan 76, if we choose someone to go to Mars, we couldn't have picked a better person than Alistair.
Exactly.
I'm not sure whether that's a compliment or a diss.
I just would not... No.
Is this the Man on the Moon Christmas advert? Oh, God.
I don't know what that means.
That advert from John Lewis. Where was that weird old man looking down the telescope at the child?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, God, it was creepy ass.
I'm going to... Oh, look at this! Look at this. Oh, look, get close up at that. Look at that. Look at that. From Smurfland, where we belong. Look at that one. Yes!
Oh, I've got a broken finger. Never mind. It'll taste the same, doesn't it?
There we go. Can't make it focus.
Mmm.
There we go.
Oh, I like this. It's karamaki.
Oh, New Debt says, I was testing if the Amazon delivered status was to the PO box or to the final destination. It said it arrives today. It did arrive today.
Mmm. This is great.
All right. It's not good with this. Decaf, cough, calf.
I can't move.
Okay.
I can't. You'll have to go. I can't. This rock is indecent. I've got the thickest tights on I can muster because they're pretty much leggings, but no.
We're going to play some adverts. If you don't want to see the adverts... Hey, when did Lino... Lino subbed. Lino subscribed. Hi, I'm new. Not sure if anyone has mentioned it, but those uniforms weren't used in Star Wars...
Give him the message.
Weren't used in Star Wars 7 Gonna Go Home. You'd have thought one of the mods would have caught that. Has anyone said Uranus? I like. Oh, new. If you want to send stuff, we've got two more packages. We'll open some more later. When they arrive, we open them. If they're from... Oh, what have I done here? No, we don't want that. I copied the wrong thing.
Oh, no.
I want to go to email. I want to copy screen two is what I want. Copy. I like this having something going on. I like this having a better TV program going on while we're on air.
They could get us instead of the Dimblebees in future through like a big events.
Totally, man. Totally. There we go. Right.
Gazda.
Yep.
Making the red shirt comment.
Okay.
Showing your ignorance there.
Donuts.
Showing your ignorance there.
Thank you for the sub, Lino. Thank you, Drapsy. Thank you, Luna Twitcher.
This is Uhura's outfit.
Thank you, Inimitable Dang.
So.
Thank you, Holy Von Moly. And Veil of Fail, I think we got.
Gazda, apology accepted.
Okay, this is a good show.
It does say attitude control. I love it. I want that sign.
Let's see.
Huh.
Well, it's the attitude. Yeah. What's your attitude?
The angle of your dangle.
Atmospheric entry, guys. 3 minutes, 27 seconds.
Smig Unk, we don't want Catherine talking about Uranus, Ian. We've already done it.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting for that, we got 3 minutes, and it's going to be a long 3 minutes.
Of
waiting. So I thought maybe we could have a little bit of entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
We could have a little bit of entertainment while we're waiting for that to actually...
I'm not absolutely sure of the tune, but okay.
Happen.
Doesn't matter, does it?
No, it doesn't matter.
Just a bit.
We're gonna give you a little bit of entertainment while we're waiting for that to happen, guys. So this is sit back, relax, and enjoy some space music, space vibes. Here we go. Do you want to start?
It's you that starts.
Okay.
Oh no, I don't know this one at all. No, can't do it.
This is the only one I know.
No, I don't know it.
Follow me.
No, you're on
Take
your own.
My lead.
No, you're
Take
on your
lead.
Own.
You can bet there's nothing but net when I'm in the zone and on a roll.
Don't know me.
I've got a confession, my own secret obsession, and it's making me lose control. Everybody gather round. Well, if Troy can tell his secret, then I can tell mine. I bake. I love to bake. Strudels, scones, even apple pan dowdy. Not another sound. Someday I hope to make the perfect creme brulee. No, no, no. That's the only song I know from High School Musical.
You know Breaking Free.
No, I don't. It's the only song I know.
Well, you're a knobhead then, because that's the best song.
Okay, what?
Well, you have to choose something else.
Nope, that's it. It's done. That was the entertainment. But yeah.
I think you do that on purpose. You know I don't know that song.
I didn't want you to sing it with me.
Exactly,
I wanted to solo.
Exactly. And there is the nub.
Ah!
Oh, my God. That's TOS, that.
Where'd it go?
Is that how aliens eat? Papa Smurf.
Flam Smurf land where we belong.
Oh my God. You belong in a zoo.
Fun times, guys.
It was horrifying, wasn't it, Jam Wedge? I was horrified myself.
Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing my bell.
Knocking at the door of your
Do
pants.
Do me a favour. Open. Here we go. Here we go. We're going to land.
It's so exciting.
Oh, no. That's just entering the Earth's atmosphere. The space's atmosphere.
Interface.
It's the only place. Can you tell everyone this is the only place you can actually see this boring shit online? You can't get it anywhere else.
Above the surface of Mars. Confirm your drift data flow.
And Elon Musk's sperm is, I believe, on this robot.
No, it ain't.
It's inside this robot.
How did it get there?
Bummed it. Roger, this must be like playing one of your boring, shitty space games.
Roger would have had this sorted by now.
Hey, by the way, I've downloaded, possibly to play this weekend, World of Warcraft. It took flipping ages to download. Here we go. Hang on a second.
That's not real.
These graphics are crap. This is pony. Hello, St. John. Oh, St. John's gone.
He's busy. They need all hands on deck over there.
I don't think it's all Americans.
Oh, I thought it was. So that's what the flag was for.
From the surface of Mars.
Okay. Where are the cameras? Why are we watching a cartoon?
So many questions.
Could you move the cursor off the screen, please, guys? It's not mine, is it? No. Could you move the cursor off the screen, please?
That's how they're working it.
down. Excuse me, could you move?
Once there's enough atmosphere,
she's explaining some stuff. Everyone should shut up.
Sengjin?
Sorry, I thought you were busy.
We are busy. We're doing a freaking...
We're landing a space probe. We're doing a
successful show.
Is that at me or at NASA?
That's entirely up to... Let's just say it's at NASA and stay friends, okay?
Okay, I would like to stay friends.
That was... Our
current velocity is about 5. May we help you? Because we're about to land on the moon.
Oh, then don't worry about it. I'll call you back later.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye-bye, bye-bye.
Goodbye. Let's go here.
Roger's phoning us. Surely he's busy.
Roger, have you finished masturbating already?
Bloody as I said on Twitter, I've got...
Speak into the phone, man! Speak, this is the greatest moment in human history. Speak into the phone, not your call, although it's great to hear your voice again.
I am speaking into the phone.
Very, very quiet. It's very quiet.
Hold on a second. I'll call back on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. Can you call back on the phone? What was he on?
His mind. A banana merger. Mind banana merger. His mind banana. Can I do this?
What for?
It felt approximately 10 Earth G's.
Don't give me a wet willy. So that was what was coming next.
I am. Yes, I'm going to be playing World of Warcraft. Thank you, Mida Wow. You'll get your trousers rubbed off you again. I did have a bad experience, yes.
Oh, geez. They weren't even robbed. He offered them.
I remember what I wanted to say now.
Go on, Sanji.
I want to play WoW with you. I've been playing that game for like 16 years.
Okay, well, you'll be too advanced for me. You'll be too advanced for me. Let me level up a bit.
I can help you, though.
I don't want you to...
Oh, that's what the trouser man said.
Exactly. I don't want you to.
I'm not going to help you by holding your hand.
All I've done is download the free version, right, that you can play up to level 20.
Mm-hmm.
If it's landing on Mars! I want to play it on my own and level up. When I get to a level 100 cleric, then yes, we can play.
Well, there's not a cleric in level 100.
Okay, well, there's not a Sinjin on this show tonight. Goodbye. I might have closed Skype there.
On Mars, but instead is flying straight to the target.
Shot to the heart! They are to blame! You give love a bad name!
Oh.
Uh-oh.
It's getting tense. I think their Nando's...
They've lost it!
Their Nando's has arrived.
the computer program's frozen because it's crap and they're running it on an Amiga.
Go to 10. Oopa!
Oh, look, look, there's a pyramid! There's a freaking pyramid! They've cut away because I saw it! There was a pyramid! You saw that! Oh, you've got it as well, baby!
We are starting the straighten up and fly right maneuver.
Oh, straighten up and fly right.
The entry balance masses in preparation for...
Parachute.
To give the radar a better look at the ground.
All that's happened is the parachute is deployed, caller.
It's quite important, though, otherwise it'll go splat.
It's quite surreal, actually, because I did it May 2019, apparently, I registered my name. To be on board it.
Oh, Roger's name is on board this Mars ship.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's about 10,900,000.
Is your number in there? Is that in case the Martians want to, like, stay over when they come?
What's the dialing code from Mars to England?
Mm.
I think it's
0044. Mm. Well, yeah, I completely forgot that I did it until I got an email from NASA a couple of weeks ago saying, oh, yeah, this is information about Perseverance landing, and it just turned a bell on in my mind. And I'm like,
can I have to say, it sounded very similar to it turned a bell end in my mind. Like the bell ends in your mind.
Probably wouldn't have got...
Like a dick within a dick. Like a flange within a flange.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying I'm easily pleased, but you won me over with the uniforms immediately. Right, I'm paying attention to you guys.
This whole show was designed because I saw you on Twitter say, oh, I'll try and join you later because I'm watching Mars. And I went,
Oh, no,
mate.
You're not.
No, mate. We ain't losing. We ain't losing the big man. We ain't losing the big man. So we are. This is the only place online you can watch this this space stuff.
Yeah.
The coverage is a little bit dry. I'll admit that.
We're sprucing it up.
I was wrong.
But I think you'll find that the uniforms give us authority.
I was wrong about it's not Elon Musk's sperm in there. It's actually Elon's Musk is inside that robot.
Oh, no. I'm not riding with Elon's Musk.
Riding with Elon's Musk. Taking my time.
Don't set me off about Elon
listening
Musk.
To Tusk. Playing the albums by Fleetwood Mac that don't have Peter Green on. Roger, go back and wait for the Earth technology you're going to see. It's going to blow your mind.
Yeah. All right.
Nice to hear your voice. Tutty bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. You want to give us a call? It's the only phoning show on Twitch. It is the only show where you can see all of this space crap. All of this space crap is the only...
Oh, look, they've got the blasters out.
So I'm going to be playing World of Warcraft over the weekend, and I'm going to be leveling up, and then I'm going to be the best at it. Oh, what's that way since we landed?
Idiot.
We missed the landing.
Because you were saying leveling up, etc.
We missed the landing.
Leveling up.
This guy hasn't got a mask on.
We're on. Well done, everyone.
Well done, geeks. Science rules.
I love the geeks.
Science is, these are my people. Science rules. Apologies, we missed the landing. That was...
And you couldn't see it anywhere else.
Apologies about that. Apologies for that. Fist bump. Social distance. Social distance. They're not social distancing, these guys. And the geeks will inherit the Mars.
Attitude control. Haywire. Oh, God.
Oh, we had a curry before.
I think they're getting it over there. Look, she's crying. You'll be glad you got that mask on, mate.
We're going to wait for the images.
Images? We're going to get the images straight. We won't get the images straight away. They won't allow it. They will not. COVID has landed. Covered in the stuff.
Boing. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.